The extreme drought here in California has left many farmers struggling to find ways to water their crops, and some are getting creative. As Lauren Summer from member station KQED reports, farmers are looking at buying water from cities, water that's already gone down the drain.
For a lot of Californians, the drought may be just a concern. For Anthea Hansen, it's been crazy.
Crazy wouldn't adequately describe what we're going through here.
The reason is right outside her office door.
So the field across the street is about 350 acres. This land would typically be farmed in probably tomatoes.
Instead, the field is empty, fallowed because there's no water. And that's Hansen's problem. She runs the Del Puerto Water District in the Central Valley, and it's her job to find water for this farm and 150 others.
Having zero water available, we've been in survival and crisis mode for literally 24 months now.
The normal supply from federal reservoirs has been cut off. There isn't much groundwater to pump, and buying water on the open market is expensive. What her district needs, she says, is a reliable supply, something that's there, drought or no drought. Turns out, it's closer than you might think.
I hope it doesn't smell too bad to you.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. It's kind of an earthy smell. It's not totally offensive.
Will Wong is giving me a tour of Modesto's wastewater treatment plant, a couple hours east of San Francisco. Everything that goes down the drain in the city, from 240,000 people, ends up here. Sewage may not seem like an obvious water source, but
water's water. As long as it's wet, it's water, and it's valuable.
Plus, it'll be disinfected with ultraviolet light once new equipment is installed. Normally, the wastewater would be disposed of in a local river, as much as 14 million gallons a day. But Modesto had an idea. Maybe someone else would want to buy it.
Del Puerto Water District raised their hand as quickly they brought the question up.
The plan is to build a 6-mile pipeline to carry the wastewater to a canal that goes to local farms. It would be the largest water recycling project of its kind in the state. And it won't be cheap. Farmers would pay 4 to 5 times normal water prices. But growers like Jim Jasper are more than willing.
I like to be optimistic, but without something like this, a future for my son and grandson and family, and we're into this third generation, and I don't know if we can keep our business going.
There's absolutely more potential for recycled water use in California.
Heather Cooley is with the Pacific Institute, a nonprofit water think tank. She says California could be using 2 to 3 times more recycled water. But there are potential problems. For one, keeping wastewater out of a river could impact the river itself.
You need to understand where that water would have gone. Is it providing important environmental flows? Is it providing water to a downstream community?
That's the case for Modesto. Farmers in a nearby water district are concerned the plan will reduce the flow of a local river. And in other parts of California's Central Valley, Cooley says location is a problem. It's expensive to move wastewater long distances, and a lot of farms are just too far from big cities and all their wastewater.
It's not the single silver bullet solution for agriculture. Agriculture is going to have to do a lot of things to adapt to a future of less water availability.
The Del Puerto Water District's recycling project still needs a slew of permits from the state, but if all goes well, the taps could open up in just 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Summer.